Bit.
What's up, ladies? All right, let me just tell you one thing. If you got problems, if there are things that are bothering you, you didn't sleep well, believe me, Marianne and Stretch didn't cut it. We did not. Yeah? Yeah? So we're saying, do this with us. We're even if we're going to do it loud, you do it in your mind.
This
you can shout.
Mind. Scream in your head.
We're going to do it 1, 2, 3. Are you ready?
In case wherever you're in a you board are. Meeting, scream in
just
your head.
Just scream in your head. Still done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, you're ready? Set? Let's do this.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. We're back here. We're here. We said
life
we're
now, water with a drink and for coppers.
So with a talk every day. And like, this is probably the only promise that you're sure of. We said we'll be back today and we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We said we would.
We made that promise.
Yeah, some other promises were made and they didn't keep it. To whom it may concern.
Let's talk about promises today.
Yeah, shots fired.
Yes.
If your name is Promise, we're attacking you.
It's you. We're attacking you. Marianne, you promised me that you are going to bring down the rates of my dollar. Why didn't you do it?
Hey, I promised you through somebody, right?
Yes. What did you promise? What did I promise you?
You promised me that promised us.
Yes,
that 1 naira will be $1.
Yes. Promised us that will give me 5,000 naira if I'm not working.
Promise gave some people 5,000 now.
Promise said that they're going to feed children who are not in school.
Promise said that they will reduce the out of school children. Promise.
Yes, promise. Promise said insecurity would be a thing of the past.
Promise said that they give us employment. Employment, there will not be a problem
Jabrata.
Of unemployment.
Promise mm-hmm. said nobody will need to jackpot again.
Promise failed in his promises.
Promise.
Promise. It's you.
Oh, promise. We are coming
promise
from you.
Promise, it is you that we are talking about. Promise.
If you're about to name your child Promise, be careful.
Just be sure of whose promise you are promising the child.
Hey, I like that. Whose promise you are promising the child. I know how we do it every morning. We do the sound off, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where we sit here mm-hmm. and sound it off.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be having a very happy show. So yeah. we need to get off the toxicity.
Yeah.
Everything we've taken in all through the night. I want you to do this with us, but you can't comment.
You can, but then we want to welcome you 11 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning.
And welcome to the only show that crazy people they do on the only station that they are normal people.
Why am I saying yeah?
Because you are crazy.
All right, so
I'm Marianne Okon, by the way, and I'm the only person who's like the voice of reasoning on this show because the other person seems to need psychiatric attention.
Yeah, my name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, Stretch Cool on Twitter and Stretch Original on Instagram. And yes, I accept. I'm not sane, but who's sanity?
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as usual, for the last couple of days, we've been sounding off. We sound off on the most important and critical issues in Nigeria, sometimes Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
But then we do not allow you to partake or participate because we're helping you to sound off.
Mm-hmm.
You're our sounding board. Mm. Yes, we sound off on your behalf
to
remind Promise of the promise that Promise made.
Yes.
Exactly.
Didn't sign a promissory note anyway.
So we're ready to sound off. Are you ready? Let's go and sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give it.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's Sound Off.
And this is Sound Off this morning. And, yeah, I was expecting that. All right, so we have on good authority, UNICEF said to us that 10.5 million
children of school age are out of school.
Mm-hmm.
That was last year. And recently, according to Rahman Farah of UNICEF, it says the number this year is 18.5 million children of school age who could be in school, but they are out of school. In other words, keep getting your receptacle where you can hire child laborers, terrorists, the works in a country called Nigeria. So let's just agree that these numbers are inflated, like some people are saying. They're too many. It's 10.5 million. Well, let me give a rundown.
But who's keeping count?
No, even if nobody is, they're saying that it's too much. 18.5, how can? Let me just give
but
you
a
rundown.
But are you keeping count?
Who is?
You who's arguing.
Yeah.
Against the person who's collecting data.
You feel,
are you keeping count?
How do you know?
Exactly.
It's not up to that. All right, so let's just go through some countries in this world that have a population of less than 10 million. Mm. I'm talking about the entire population. Mother, father, sister, brother.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. UAE, less than 10 million people.
Yes.
Honduras, Israel, Switzerland, Sierra Leone, Hong Kong.
That's my country.
Lebanon, you know. Singapore, Denmark, Norway, Oman, Costa Rica, Liberia, Ireland, New Zealand, Kuwait, Croatia, Jamaica, Qatar, Gambia. Do I continue? I'm saying these countries, the entire population, less than 10 million. And we have 10.5 million where we have agreed that the number of children of school age that don't go to school are in. Is this something we're supposed to be proud of? And some would say, because Nigeria's population is high, we're not the most populous country in the world. We're the seventh.
Yes.
But when it comes to children out of school, we're the first.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to hit on that argument. Yeah. When we say we're not the most, I mean...
populous.
Why does that even have to go? Yes. Why do we always have to be representatives of the bad things? Why do we have to be poster child for the worst things on the planet?
Why?
Why does it have to be that? And then I want to go... Thank you for bringing that statistic. We're sounding off this morning.
Yeah.
I want to go into some of the major reasons. What's influencing this increasing number of young children who are out of school?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one. We do not have safe spaces for our kids to go to school.
No, we don't.
First things first, let's start from the beginning. Where we've been asking parents to let their children, especially in those areas where we had more out-of-school children, we were encouraging them to send children to school. And that's why school feeding started. And then just...
School feeding.
That's another kettle of fish.
Yeah, let's not go.
Uh-huh. But... as we were able to get the children to come to school, because, I mean, I remember I was in Kaduna State in 2019 and I was going around the schools interviewing, you know, the governor, you know, on the school feeding program. And as a result of the school feeding, a lot of parents were now like, because they're not able to feed these kids, they push them to school because they're assured that they will be able to have. But then they kill one bed with two stones. So the children get an education and then they get fed. But what happens? Insecurity that we didn't check. Began to get into our schools. The schools became a target. And so our daughters are being taken from schools.
Yeah.
The boys were also being taken from school while they're sleeping. In broad daylight, these people are being carted away like goods. So no more safe study places for our children. And so more and more parents are saying, you see, my children would have been at home, but you opened the door and said they should come to school.
Now what's happening?
And you're not even helping us to get the children
and
back.
We have to pay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And look at what's happening in Abuja recently, where insecurity has gotten to a point where the government of the day is telling you, take your children home. Take private schools, they're pulling two of their ears, take your children home. In other words, we can't secure your children. And this has, and someone was telling me 18.5 will be small. The entire schools in the Abuja zone, they've been sent home.
I think in Nasarawa State this morning, I think I was listening to that. They're also trying to shut down some schools in terms, you know, because of insecurity. And so how do you even begin to scratch the surface of the SDG goals in terms of education?
That's even
if this is what we're dealing with at the moment. And if Promise is unable to fulfill his promise in terms of security and in terms of education, Promise, what have you been promising us?
And I need someone to go Google. I won't do that for you. Go check the attributes of a failed state. Just check what you need to have to be that. And I hope we're not that yet. If you're telling me that I cannot control your situation. I can't take care of your children. So is it the man with the cutlass and the woman, the perpetrator that will take care of their children in their house where the person supposed to take care of security cannot handle?
This is a state of to your tent, all Nigerians.
All right, and we have a population of children all over the world that are out of school, 260 million. And you're telling me, conservatively, 10.5 million from your country, and your country is not the most populous in the world, you're the seventh. There's the India, the China, the United States of America, all ahead. And we have the highest number of children. And we're wondering, how do these terrorists get people to recruit? How do they get people to talk to? We have Chibok girls who are still missing. We have Dapchi girls who are still missing. We have people who are still missing till tomorrow. And we have people who,
many unaccounted for. Many unaccounted
for. As we speak.
And don't forget that when these kinds of issues crop up, the people who are at the receiving end, the people who mostly are the ones who are victims, are women and children. Our children, yes. Our future, is what we're playing with at the hands of these so-called terrorists. But this is Sound Off.
This is Sound Off.
And we're hoping that Promise will keep his promise.
Amen to that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mary Anna Cohn.
My name is Stretch. I want to be called that. Okay. Your lover, your friend.
Not me.
Whatever.
Okay.
All right.
This.
Let's do this.
Is Sound Off.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadogba, has been arraigned before an Ogba Magistrate Court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give a date.
Are you kidding me?
But whatever.
I need to give you a mirror so you look at yourself.
This time. Hello. You can run that.
Sorry for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry for who's not sorry.
21 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning once again. It's a Thursday morning.
Yeah.
I mean, we're inching closer and closer to the weekend. I cannot wait. Ask me why. Not you know.
If I were the president of this country, we'll only work on Tuesdays. One day.
Because you're a lazy man.
No. Is intelligence, and that's my major problem. Intelligence, I'm too smart. Now, on Wednesday is the midweek. You don't have to work on midweek. Thursday, a day to the weekend. Why would you start working? Friday, the weekend has started. Saturday, weekend proper. Sunday, you have to go worship and do whatever you need to do. Monday, I mean, a day after worship.
I can imagine the level of productivity in your country. Dead country. Dead on arrival.
Okay, you've been working for how many days?
I'm very productive. Am I working for a dollar? Is dollar working for me?
Okay, so work your money. Then go and travel.
I cannot.
Okay.
So I've not been able to travel.
So let me tell you, if you have 750, wait.
I cannot even look at the travel.
Let me talk. If you have 700,
I can't even go to Port Harcourt right now.
If you have 750.
With my salary.
Let me finish. Don't insult her. What do you mean? You can go to your salary. What's that supposed to mean? I take exception to that statement you're making right now.
Okay. Exceptions taken.
Yes. 715,000 naira is $1,000. God, it's ridiculous.
That's
a Latin proverb. All right. So let's get on this morning.
So this morning, we want to talk about today's world and relationships. And I'm talking about across the board. It's a battle of the sexes today. Do we set too high, very excessively high expectations for relationships? Are we setting ourselves up for failure? Is that why we are serving breakfast here, there, mid center, back, us, everywhere?
Now, breakfast is now.
It's just like.
Breakfast is trending.
In fact,
he goes.
Breakfast even gets, in fact, straight bullets breakfast.
I'm telling you. You can be served breakfast. Oh, sorry, did I serve you? I didn't know. It wasn't meant for you, but take it.
Take it.
Take it.
That's for you, bye bye. Mm-hmm. So we're asking. Are we setting unrealistic standards for relationships in today's world? And I'm asking why. Well, a lady put out a tweet that caught my attention, and I thought that maybe we should banter a bit on it because, you know, like Stretch said, the weekend is here.
Weekend
we cannot be working. So today, consider us that we are not working. Anyway, this person said, and I quote, "A lot of men are single because they think they're very special and that they deserve their own type. Love, according to her, doesn't have type, ladies and gentlemen. You must take what is on the table and make the best out of it." What does she mean, Seth? Anyway, she goes ahead to say, "Your type will haunt you until you become a Facebook motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Be in a relationship with those who are ready to commit, no matter how they look. People are often more beautiful inside than outside." And she goes on to say, "Stop crying and wailing because of your over type or your own type. Because that type does not have your time." A lot of things said here.
I want to tackle
some things.
Okay.
But I think that she was attacking the guys a bit much more than the ladies, because I think the ladies also are on this table.
I actually wanted to say that the ladies own this table.
No.
Okay.
Have you spoken to guys today?
I know guys. Yeah. Listen.
How many guys do you know?
Guys, I know guys.
No,
I
no. What's the percentage of guys that you know?
Compared to all of the guys that we have in this country,
I'm not saying
I know all the guys. Mm-hmm. I know how we feel, and I'm a guy.
You know how some guys you know feel.
Yeah,
doesn't make up the whole percentage of the guys.
And I hope this whatever is good for the goose is good for Uganda. You too.
Please don't talk about my Uganda. Ganda. Ganda.
So I'm saying it's actually the women that actually. Yes, I want to emphasize actually 72 actually back to back want to ask for a certain type of guy. Tall, dark and handsome. Who brought that out?
I don't know.
Tell me.
I don't know. I got here and heard about it.
Okay, tall, dark and handsome, and he doesn't have a car. He wants to date me. You don't have a car? Like seriously? You don't have a good job?
Who set the standards? Because you see, wait. There's Mr. A and there's Mr. B. Mr. B loves you, does everything, goes out of his way, they sweep house, they do everything for you.
Yeah.
Then Mr. B comes with his Range Rover and tries to pressure this babe and takes her away from Mr. Who set the standards that you're complaining about?
Mm-hmm.
Who made the girls start thinking that way?
Good question.
Who make them start thinking that they need to be on a yacht in some place, shaking their what?
I think it's industrial laziness.
So exactly. Mm-hmm. Everybody is seated on this table.
But it's not equal. Don't tell me.
What do you mean?
I disagree.
And in what ways are you measuring this? How are you measuring this?
It's not equal.
Anyway, we have to go for a break quickly.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
My energy in what's up, Lego. Then you see how we do this show.
I need milkshake. I need to be revived.
You need what?
Milkshake.
We've not started.
So. You know when they beat you and you fall down, you say, "I want milk. Milk.
Make a malt. Miss it.
See, if you hit me with this guy, gonna make a malt. Milk.
Give me milk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a Thursday morning on the nation's number one talk station. We are live. Stretch in the building.
Yeah, Marianne right here with me.
Yes, of course. Together we make sure that your mid-mornings never a dull moment.
That's what we're called to do.
And this morning we're talking about standards that we create in relationships, whether it be male or females. Now, Stretch has argued that the women are more on this table.
Yeah.
But ladies, do you agree that you're the ones who create unrealistic standards methods for relationships as opposed to men. Now, I did read a message.
Mm-hmm.
I did read a message about from a lady who posted about men, actually. But while I was reading through it, I also said, well, I think that there should be a balance. Women also are on this table, although Stretch has now turned the tables. Well, I'll go over that message again, and then we're going to the phone lines. We want to hear, it's a battle of the sexes. We want to hear what the guys will say as opposed to what the lady will say. Now, this lady said, a lot of men are single. No, it was a guy, I beg your pardon. This guy posted, his name is Nayusabi on Twitter.
Lovely name.
He says, a lot of men are single because they think they're very special and that they deserve their own type. Love, he says, does not have any type, ladies and gentlemen. You must take what is on the table and make the best out of it. Your type will hurt you until you become a Facebook motivational speaker.
As the peak of hurt.
He goes on to say, be in a relationship with those who are ready to commit no matter how they look. People are often more beautiful inside than outside. So are you trying to say that I should date somebody that I don't like their face?
Inner beauty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you know the inner beauty?
Far from far. Okay.
Anyway, he now said, stop crying and wailing because your own type does not have time for you. Now, I always make this argument, and that's not because I'm materialistic or my standards are unrealistic, but you have to look at a person, get close to a person, before you can see the inner beauty. The inner beauty does not just ooze. If I see somebody from afar, let's take, for example, I see an Anthony Joshua. What strikes me first is his height, is his facial structure, is how he smiles or how he walks or whatever.
Okay.
And then I say, okay, he's good looking. But because I said he's good looking doesn't mean that, oh, I want to date him.
Okay.
But then I could be on a table where he's on and he's having a conversation and his perspective is so intriguing and I'm like, ooh, I want that one.
Okay.
So maybe that's where people are talking about inner beauty. But when I see, what my eyes feed on, first things first, is what appeals to me.
What percentage of your entire decision goes on that?
No. It's not 100.
Exactly. You get attention.
But I imagine what I want my babies to look like. So I'd also take that into consideration.
And they could choose to look like your great grandfather. You know that,
who's
right?
Who's really gorgeous. I'm just saying.
Have you just met my dad? Oh man.
Have you met my dad? Have you seen my dad? No. Simple question. Have you seen my dad?
I haven't.
He is gorgeous.
We didn't have to.
And I'm not confined.
Hell, God. Okay, I'm not saying.
Have you seen yourself?
Yes, I have.
So why wouldn't you want a lady to have the pleasure?
Okay, can I go on what I
want? No, you cannot.
Okay.
Okay, yes, you can.
Thank you. Management! Okay, so I was just. Now I've gotten off my rail.
That's the idea.
Wow. Okay, so what I'm saying is if you're seeing the guy doesn't give you enough to tilt you into making up your mind. That's you, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, just by the casing, they want to be with that person.
Yes, people are carried away by looks.
No matter what is inside, the guy is coming, he's drooling, he doesn't make any sense. Oh man, a fanboy.
And for some other people, it's the packaging.
Yeah.
So he drives a nice car, wears great perfume, wears a nice outfit, even if he looks like a toad, even if he's a frog.
I will date this car. I'm going to this car. This guy. So you are an exception. You're in another corner.
I am always an exception, darling.
I should choose my words, right?
Yes. Right, but I love you anyway.
So I'm saying that. So if you're out there, if you check it out and see that women are the ones actually who lead, and men also. Let me not also cut them slack here.
Yes.
Man, she carry front, she carry back, she two package. I can't leave her.
I love you.
Some men would say, I will marry this one. It doesn't matter. So you find out that you find a guy who is hardworking, who is not rude, and you get to his house and there's this bimbo who's looking beautiful, who's extremely rude and saucy, and the guy saying, I like a little worry, she will change. So it's on both sides. Men do this, women too do this. We're saying, are the standards we're setting too high?
Too unrealistic. And causing the problems that we're facing in our different relationships, including marriage.
Including marriage.
Well, join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for everybody to call at the moment. 0700-993-993-993.
And let me put it to the women. Let me say this. Let me dare you. If you're a woman listening, maybe the female lines are still down.
Yes.
Okay, I want to tell you this. I am going to preempt you. Women, will not call because you guys never stand up.
What do I get if all the ladies call on the show today? Because you know, I want. What am I getting?
No, let's.
Can
have
I
your
tell
side.
You what I want so no, that you will
let's
give
have
me.
Your side. Are you saying women with the call?
They will call.
Okay, so I'm telling you that.
I bet you they will.
If 10 calls come in here
from women,
seven. No. Which women? If you get three female calls.
Why are you insulting us?
Is it true?
Why are you trying to talk down?
Women
on us?
Never stand up. Never. When
how
it comes
do you
to things.
Say that? No, I disagree. I totally disagree
okay,
with
so
you.
Let's get to
what
the
do you mean
lines.
By women never stand
all right,
up?
Let's get to the
how
phone
many
lines.
Women do you possibly
let's
know?
Get to the phone line. Statistically,
0700-993-993-993. Ladies, let's all shame this man because
prove
I want to eat
wrong.
Brownies this morning. I need brownies.
Prove
brownies.
Me wrong, women.
Okay,
prove
continue. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Diego.
Oh, I think we lost that call.
Yes, we did.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay, you're in a very noisy place. I'd like to let you know, please, when you call us, turn off your radio, go to a quiet place, and then make the call so that we can hear you.
Lord, let a woman call.
Ladies, let's all shame stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, the ones that their calls are breaking.
Stretch, you have dared the lions today.
I'm daring them, nothing.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Ah, first caller is a woman. Please shout, shout so we can hear your voice.
I've not heard anything.
Good morning.
Oh, she's in the office. She's in the office. Okay, just say, morning. What's up, Lagos?
Did your husband dial the number?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
We want to shame Stretch.
I don't believe you're a woman. What's your name?
Bustos,
where are you? Where are you calling from? Are you safe?
Yes. I'm calling from Surulere.
You say?
You're calling from where?
From Surulere.
Surulere, okay.
Where? Okay, you don't want them to know you're there?
No, I'm just in quiet place.
Okay,
okay, go ahead.
So tell me.
Tell us.
What do you think?
Okay, I feel like this in both ways.
Yes.
So, both the male and the female,
yes.
Just like calm down and go for what they want. Okay. Not just the beauty and all. They just need to work it out and get to know one another.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much, Tosin, for calling. We appreciate it.
Tosin.
One.
One word.
Zero.
This is half a call. She didn't shout, what's up, Lagos? How do we let her in? This is half a call.
Half. Bele people.
This is half.
0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call, male or female. Now, we're talking about relationship standards, unrealistic ones. And, you know, the man who posted said that men, mostly men, are raising the bar unnecessarily.
Yeah.
And they're setting these standards for a type. You know, they say, oh, I have a type. What's your type? My type is my type. Let's go. Stretch says the ladies will not call
they
today. But we have one lady caller.
That one was
we lost that
too.
Call. Call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Yay.
My guys have stood up.
Good
this
morning.
Is a real call.
It's okay.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Rafa. I'm calling from Chevron Estate.
Hi, Rafa.
Go ahead. What do you think?
What I think is that all about life is understanding. And what is applicable to the man is also applicable to the women.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, the truth is that most ladies that believe that whenever the man is not in good balance, that is, when the man is not buoyant enough, you know, they are not ready to follow such. Not knowing that before a man, for example, me myself, before I could decide a person to marry, I will look back.
Yes, sir.
Not just because I have made money now and I'm living in Chevron Estate, living in an apartment of my own or have my own house and all that. Then I will look back when I had nothing, the people that listened to me, the ladies that gave me advice, the people that were standing strong by me. So looking at maybe because I now I'm up to the age of getting married, I'm about to marry and then I will mingle with the people I meet in new place I started living. That will never work.
Okay.
Exactly.
Please keep your calls to 1 minute, 60 seconds, okay?
In summary, the only call we've had today is a guy, and he said he doesn't want. No, that one was a.
You're disrespecting.
Call. It was half a call.
You're disrespecting that lady and her call. She's at work, and she cannot afford to have this conversation to you know, the hearing of her colleagues. No, it's a full call. Don't do that.
All right, sorry. All right, so this one that called.
How dare you?
It's okay, I'm sorry. This one that called said that he doesn't want someone that.
Did you see that uncle doing subtle adverts that he lives in his own apartment in a certain part of town?
But that's the truth.
Like, duh.
That's the truth.
You know what I'm saying?
He's just saying it. So he's saying, if you promise me you stand by me and you are sitting down, you meet him.
I'm sitting by you.
No.
At the bayou.
He said you stand by me.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Baby girls for the girls.
Whatever.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right. My name is Victoria. I'm calling from Ago Palace.
Hi, Victoria.
Victoria, welcome to the show. I knew you would call.
Baby daddy, it's you again.
Vicky of life. Go ahead, Vicky.
All right, so.
Okay, so representing the ladies today. I think most men have double standards, if I would say. Today, they want a lady who is, I would like to put it now, you're working class, you can assist the man, you're this and you're that. And then you're working, you have your own stuff to, like, attend to. And then they want you to be the olden days woman that is very submissive. You do not question them. You don't go out. You do. I don't know. I mean, for me, I think it's double standards, like, everywhere. Yeah. Like, the expectation. You don't really know what you want. If you want a woman who is submissive and everything, then don't expect her to be the one that is assisting with financial needs. And if you want a woman who can assist you in that way, then please don't be too hard on, oh, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. For me, that's what I think.
All right, Victoria, you have exhausted one
Thank you very much, Victoria, for calling. We appreciate your
thoughts. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you.
Stretch is beefing, Victoria, but I love you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God I finally got.
Yeah, give us the passcode.
Give us the passcode. Passcode, yeah. 1, 2, 3, go.
What's up, Nigeria?
It's Lagos. It's Lagos.
I'm so happy I got to you guys. I'll be trying to call you guys, like, imagine.
All right, what's up? We accept your What's Up Nigeria for What's Up Lagos. Go ahead. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from Ajah.
Elizabeth.
Lady caller number three.
Whatever. Number two. Yeah. Okay, number three. Yeah, 2.5. All right, go ahead. What's your opinion?
Okay, the thing is, well, I dated a guy for over 4 years.
Okay.
4 good years. And when I met him, he had nothing. Like, literally, he had nothing.
Yeah.
Even the first house he rented, I remember I bought him the chair, the center rug and everything to make the whole place beautiful and all of that for friends to come in and see that, okay, this guy is, and he's
nice too.
And all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. Mm. And at the end of the day, do you know, for now he started picking up and all of that, started telling me, I'm not, I didn't go to school, that I didn't do this, that I don't speak good English, that as in, I'm like, I don't get it, as in, started saying all manner of rubbish. In fact, I'm even pregnant for him. In fact, there was a time telling me, I'm barren. I'm like, I don't get it. We're not married. We'll be saying all manner of. He says a lot of things to me. And let me tell you guys, for the 4 years I've been dating, he keeps hitting me back to back that. I don't know. I kept going back. You will
go. I'm so sorry. Hold on. I just want to ask a question. And please don't think that I'm being insensitive.
Okay.
Why did you
date him for 4 years and all of these things are happening?
It's love.
In fact, I don't know. I just keep going back and forth.
Baby girl,
we have a guest who's coming on the 11 o'clock hour. He's a marriage and relationship expert. I don't think you want to miss that segment. Okay. All your questions should be directed.
But have you left him now, right?
Yes, about a few, because I'm pregnant for him now. He's even saying he's not even interested.
Hey!
How many years? Yes, wow. I'm even pregnant.
Your chest to your
now.
Freedom. It's good that you're sane and safe, okay? Thank you for calling. Right. But that's just.
Thanks for calling, girl.
That hit
me below the belt. That was.
Wow.
That was a hard one. All right, but yeah, I like English. Is that an excuse? What?
That's what I'm saying. When you end up in the relationship with someone because of something that you saw or something that you, a standard that you've set, or a type. Because that's what we're talking about, types that may be unrealistic.
Types and shadows.
You know, that's something that, you know, a pastor would preach on.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Those are the female colors.
Ogenina Mereba. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Hey,
you got it. What's your name, sir?
My name is Igwe.
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 That's true. Okay. So, let's get straight to the point because I have just 1 minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One.
You have 30 seconds.
Go ahead. Don't buy that. Don't buy that. She's trying to spoil your body.
Okay. Now. We in Nigeria, in most cases, we miss it, both the male and female. Mm-hmm. We miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Why I say we miss it is, most of us want to eat our cake and have it.
Mm.
Such as, you are a man and you need a contributing wife, a supporting wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who will support you like financially.
Mm.
And you also need the woman to do the house chores as well. How is that balanced?
Mm.
If as long as the woman is supporting you, you should be ready to get to help her in the house chores, wash the plate, sweep the house, wash her pants, take care of the baby, bath the baby. It may be division of labor, no restriction. I'm saying washing pants is there's no restriction. Like she could be doing one thing, I'd be doing one another thing.
Mm.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Your time has elapsed. Eh? Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, wash your pants. To wash our paint. You have to add that to the chores. Yeah, the
it's
chores.
One of the most important.
Yeah, just you know, wash plates. You have to add that to the chores. That's all.
She just laughed her head. Saved it for Christmas Day.
Wash our paint.
You have not made me wait.
So good. All right, check the time. It's 10 minutes to 11.
Yes.
Still on WhatsApp, Lagos. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You can call us and let's find out what you have to say about what we're talking about this morning. It's okay, no? It's okay.
I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing for him.
Or laughing by him.
On him. Beside him.
Laughing to him.
Okay, we'll take one last call and then we'll go to our WhatsApp messages quickly before we wrap things up on this side of the clock. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Turn off your radio, please. Always make sure that your radio is turned down so we can hear you clearly.
I'm calling from Dangote Refinery.
All right, all right.
I'm a first-time caller.
Yeah.
First-time caller!
Welcome!
Okay.
All right, let me just move straight to the point.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Henry Eze. Henry Eze,
okay.
Henry Eze, go ahead, Henry Eze.
Yeah. So, you see, one thing I...
Henry?
To do some certain things because they want people to hear them talk. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, my father told me one thing. Somebody that will not join your struggle shouldn't join you your glory. Are you getting that? If you cannot join me in my struggle, you don't join me in my glory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's vice versa. I am walking. So, but whenever I get home, even though my wife works around home and all those things, doing her business around home, when I get home, I don't care to see, oh, you must do this or you must do this. If I have the opportunity to bathe my baby or the little ones, once I see that she's busy, I'm sensitive enough. Maybe because of my upbringing, I grew up abroad. I 21 years abroad.
Mm.
So I don't have to be insensitive towards a life.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
But that doesn't make me be less than a man.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Henry, because we are almost out of time. We need to quickly read some of your messages.
All right. Africa Go from Mobile Day says, you know, consign me, my own be say, I be very homely guy and don't want a homely girl. I want a girl that will enjoy my homeliness. Those girls, we hang underwear up and down. But I be ugly guy, sha. Africa Go, don't say that about yourself. Don't do that.
Do not.
I just want to say, hello, house. I think Sam, okay, that's probably not for us. Someone says, okay, many messages that...
All right, well, we quickly need to wrap things up here, but don't forget, on the other side of the clock, the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking more about relationships and controlling partners.
Controlling partners.
People who want to always want to know, what are you doing? Who are you with? Eh?
What are you doing?
I'm
what
making
are you
my
doing?
Hair. Who's making your hair? Can which salon?
Do video.
Send a picture.
Video call.
I want to be sure.
Video call. Mm-hmm. Now.
How much money did
more
they pay
news
you?
News and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Oh, do you know I love you? I love you. My people also love the road.
It's the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anna Cohn.
And I'm Stretch.
And of course, we just finished a session on the battle of the sexes, talking about unrealistic standards that we set for relationships.
And I won. The number of guys that called in.
Excuse you.
Surpassed the number of
excuse
females
you
that called in.
Excuse yes you. We had more ladies
no
than you envisaged. You said no lady was going to call.
Well,
Stretch, you owe
way
me brownies outside. Outside.
Okay.
But on this segment, we're going to be talking about controlling partners. That person who's always feels the need to want to be controlling. People who always feel the need to control everything. The money, the atmosphere,
everything.
How people react.
Your location.
You know, what you're
your
doing.
Dressing.
They even want to control the kind of friends that you
the
have.
Kind of friends you hang out with. That guy's not a good guy. I don't want to see you with him again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I don't like that your friend.
I told you that
it gives
your
me
friend
bad energy.
Yes, anytime you said I told you, you said I told you.
Well, we want to talk about those people who even pay, they go as far as paying their somebody to spy on their partners.
Mm-hmm.
Some people even get their partner's phone records.
Yeah.
To see who they've been talking to.
Some clone their partner's phone.
Yes, of course. And then some are prisoners of past relationships, and so they're unable to
move on
or even love somebody as they should, and so this impedes the relationship that they could have
at the moment.
We're going to be talking about that. We want to share your experiences. Are you in that relationship? Do you even know if you're in that type of relationship to start with? Because sometimes we aid and abate these kinds of relationships. We're the ones who make excuses. A friend of mine told me when you find yourself always making excuses for your partner every single time, then there's a problem.
There's a big one. There is a big one. All right. So we have an expert with us.
Yes. Today, joining us to discuss this, we're going to let you start talking first, and then we will bring in our expert. He's going to answer all your questions. He will answer all your questions. He's a marriage and relationships expert. He's also a nation builder. I've known him for a long time. Stretch and I have known him for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, I was thinking you're saying months.
No, a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Wisdom Osiri is a preacher, but we know him more when it comes to boy and girl matter.
Yeah, man and woman. He knows these things.
Yes, Pastor Wisdom Osiri is joining us live via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lagos. Good morning, Mary Ann.
Good morning, Stretch. And good morning to you, too. All right. So we'd like to let you come into this room. There's a ritual, and you
yes
have to do this with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope there's nobody that will be alarmed where you are. This is what you do. We'll do it here and you'll do it there so that there will be peace in the Middle East. All right? Let's go.
Before you join us, this is what you have to say, but let's do it so you understand. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
One, two, go.
What's up, Lagos?
Can you see his face?
Well, we know that you're in Port Harcourt, so you have to say what's up, Lagos.
Yes,
you're looking for your tambourine, I know.
Yes,
yeah, he's very ready.
Oh, no.
My tambourine is not here.
Hey, oh, we will help you.
We will
oh, yeah, let's do
oh, yeah
it.
Ready?
Okay. Are you ready?
Is he looking for
he's looking for the tambourine.
A weapon. All right.
Yeah, let's go. One, two, go.
What's up, Lagos?
Say what's up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
You won,
cheers
you
to
won
life. Cheers to life.
You passed the vibe check.
You have passed. You have passed.
But let's start, Pastor Wisdom, with these controlling partners. Why do people feel the need to control one another, whether it be male or female? And this goes either ways. So sometimes you find women who pay people in their husband's office to watch them, to watch the people he's close to, the people he smiles with, who he eats lunch with, if he says it's somewhere and he's not in that place, you know. But what is at the root of this controlling people, or what's the need? What causes that need to want to be in charge or on top of every situation?
Okay, so quickly, since you asked for what is at the root, so I'm going to give you just one or two things that are at the root. If you ask me to stay with one, I'll stay with one, but at least two of them. Two is better.
Okay.
The first one is fear.
Hmm.
Okay.
So fear may not look like hate, but fear is at the root of this. In fact, if you, I don't want to go to Bible now because I'm a preacher, but the whole thing that we pass through in life right now was introduced by fear. The very first thing that caused, you know, Adam and Eve to go wrong was they were afraid that what God says about them was wrong. They were afraid of who God said they were. And from fear, you begin to see things like power. Fear sometimes is powered by ignorance, which is the second one, of course, insecurity. But let's stay with fear. Fear is the most powerful thing that powers a controlling person. Why are people afraid, or what makes somebody afraid? You are afraid when you are not aware. You see, ignorance is never passive. Ignorance is always active.
Mm.
Ignorance is your capacity to ignore something that can help you.
Mm.
So when you are now ignorant, you know, because you are afraid, you know, that fear is manifesting in many ways. Let me tell you this. Many of the anger that controlling people, you know, display is a function of a fear-induced ignorance. Fear-induced ignorance. You know, let me give you an example. So one day I went to pick my child from school, and I saw this woman trying to pick. She had like three children in school. She has picked the first one, and she's going to pick the, you know, elder one. And so left this one here in the car. By the time she came back, this child started playing with the steering, and then the steering got locked. Now, guess what? The woman was abusing the small child. He said, "You are just like your father. I told you to sit down here. You couldn't sit down. Now you have made it." You know, she was just babbling. And when I, you know, passed her way, I said, "What is the problem?" He said, "I don't know. Now I can't move. My car can't start. Everything has spoiled." Only for me to ask, he said, "The steering is locked." You know how to unlock a steering?
Yeah.
So I enter the vehicle and just move it this way and unlock it. She was very happy. What made her very angry before? She was afraid she's not going to meet her target. She was afraid she's not going to meet her, you know, traffic will soon hold her. Fear gripped her that finally, I'm going to spend money I'm not supposed to spend.
Mm.
So all of that fear produced by ignorance.
Mm.
That fear was produced by ignorance. So some of those controlling things is because somebody is afraid. You are afraid I'm going to lose my spouse to a better person. I'm afraid this girl, if this girl smiles as my husband, I've lost. You are scared because... And they say there are some ladies from a particular, you know, part of the country.
Yes.
And Marianne knows those ladies.
Yes.
If you get them back, it's a serious matter.
We won't say.
Don't call the name of the state. Just know that I know the state.
Yes,
that's what
she
I
does.
Mean by that.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Well, we want to get people to join the conversation, and then later on we will bring you back in to continue to talk with us. But Lagos, we're asking, are you in a controlling relationship? Do you even know that you're in a controlling relationship? Mm-hmm. Have you found yourself lately making too many excuses for your partner or your husband, your wife, whoever you're in a relationship with? And why do you think that is? How are you coping?
And also remember a call we had earlier of the lady says she's been with a guy for 4 years.
4 years.
And what she reeled out in a few minutes was actually mind-boggling.
I think she should call us back.
She should, if she can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have that kind of relationship, do you have something that you think is worthy to talk about, to ask a question to the expert we have in the studio? Please get on your phone lines and let us do that. Remember, 60 seconds. And when you call in, please sign yourself in. What's up, Lagos?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know you're happy. And we'll get to ask a question or two. Do you find yourself making excuses? He beat me because he was angry. He's a jealous type. She has to go to the club. She doesn't go to the club, she won't feel at home.
Mm.
You know, all this, we make excuses.
Yeah.
We say different things.
All kinds of things. But then, so even when people are trying to reason with you, you say, no, you're being unrealistic.
She has to wear skimpy. If she doesn't wear skimpy, she won't survive.
But he gets too angry. He's just a very emotional person.
Yeah.
That's why.
You know, he tells me sorry, even with my broken arm. He tells me sorry. He buys me He buys me cars.
He always apologizes. He apologizes to me.
In the morning, he's crying. Mm-hmm. In the morning, he's weeping.
And then he will tell me that it's because of me that he hates me.
And I think I should work on my anger. I talk too much. That's why he. That's why he removed
these
my
are
mother.
Some of the excuses that we sometimes unknown to us make. But then I'm referring to a tweet now that brought up this conversation. A girl on Twitter said, "I just remember the time in my life where I used to do evening reports of my call log for the day and screenshot it to my partner.
Hey.
He would say, 'Who called you today and for how long?' Me, I'll be checking the call log dutifully. Today, I spoke to blah, blah, blah. It was for 2 minutes, 45 seconds. And then she put a clown face, remembering that she was really being a clown at that time. And somebody says, really? Was he also reciprocating the gesture?
The
and she said, no, he was cheating.
It's the Lord and Master.
So there's a bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be of this opinion, and I'm still of that opinion, that if you are worried about me doing something, it means you're doing that thing. Half the time. But I might be wrong. Join the conversation, Lagos. We still have our guest here all the way from Port Harcourt, Osiri Wisdom. He is a relationship and marriage expert. He's going to be taking all your questions, and of course we're here to ask them. 0700-993-993-993. And you can send us a WhatsApp message. Church is eyeing me.
Yes, you can. Send us a WhatsApp message. You can do that.
All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Nobody's home. All right, call us back. 0700-993-993-993. And don't forget, we are live on YouTube. So you can go on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. And we are also live on Facebook, facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM Lagos 99.3.
And we're both dressed in black. All right, we'll go straight to WhatsApp. A message here. Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. Marianne and Stretch. Standards to be set for a good relationship marriage should be morally achievable. Also, the aim must be to be a part team. My experience in over 18 years is sometimes you have to shift ground to make it work. In a relationship, you must define your limits, be always fair and open-minded, give each other space, and show as much love and affection. This will endear your spouse to always run back to your infectious smile and hospitable character.
On the line, infectious. The phone lines are green. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Elizabeth. I called earlier.
Yes.
Hi, Elizabeth. Pastor Wisdom can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I dated this guy for 4 good years. And for that 4 good years, it's been hell for me. Anyway, it was just a few months ago in March that I took in for him that I told myself that there was no need for me to just be in this relationship because severally he would beat me up, he would body shame me. And I, like I said, he never had anything. I met him when he had nothing. Like, literally, he had nothing. Like, nothing. You understand?
Hmm.
He lost his job. I was working out. I've been there for him in terms of, okay, house rent and everything. He will abuse me. He will beat me up. After 1 week, he will beg and cry, sorry. I will go back. For the 4 good years I've been with this guy. In fact, I've gone through hell and back. Let me be very sure. I've gone through hell and back. And he doesn't see anything in the beating. When I tell him, why does he hit me? When there was a day, neighbors came. They were saying, you kill this girl. No, he didn't even care. He was like, he will kill her. So I just told myself, I'm like, okay, let me just leave this relationship before he kills me. You understand? It was just about a few months ago that I didn't even know that I was even on. I now discovered I'm even on. And the next thing, even that moment, that the second month of it, he still beat me up. Even with my pregnancy, still over little stupid things. Why did you put this on? Why did you put this on?
Wow.
Even he hacked into my phone, my family, all my information about my family. He gets everything.
Wow.
He gets everything. He gets everything. There's no, I don't have privacy. That's why I don't have privacy in my life. But it was just recently I lost the phone. Every of my conversation, he gets everything. And he will still beat you up. Depends on your needs. Depends on... He doesn't even care. He doesn't have regard for...
I just want to come in quickly because we need to take other calls.
Okay.
Are you still pregnant for him? Because
yes.
I think
yes,
I heard
I
you say that
yes.
he doesn't want the baby. Did you?
Yes, he doesn't even want the baby. He's acting... He's telling me that the family said like they don't want me because I went to report him to them that he's been beating me. he's now telling me that the family are saying that they don't want him to marry me because he now said I destroyed the relationship because I went to tell the family that he's beating me up.
Okay.
And like, if I tell your family that you're beating me up, it's not for them to correct you and tell you this is not the right way to go about hitting a woman every day.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to let the experts respond to that and then we'll take all the calls.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is so painful, and this is a very classic example of a controlling relationship. So now we are trying to advise you because you have lived this experience. So usually when you have a controlling relationship or spouse, the first thing and the first advice is that you always have advised, you know, to seek for a safe support. Seek for a safe support. Now, the key word is safe. Not just any kind of support. There are some supports that are helping you to destroy everything. All right. So you seek safe support, and those seek safe support will come from professionals. You know, people that can help you. It could be people. If you have a marriage mentor, for instance, somebody that both of you submit to, that could be helpful. The funny part is that many relationships, over 70% of marriages I know. There's nobody. Ask them, who does your husband listen to? Nobody. Who does your wife listen to?
I don't think they're even married. This Elizabeth, I don't think they're even married.
They're not married. They're not married. They've been dating for 4 years, so they're not married.
Yeah. Wow, that is even a more challenging situation.
Exactly.
Because we don't even know who approved what she's doing. So now, you know, when somebody, there are a few things that I'm told that you cannot control. One of it is when a lady is really in love. It's difficult to control her, you know. So, and then this has happened. So now we are trying for a way out for you. One, you have tried to reach out to people, which is a very great thing. Two, is that you need to do a form of retrospect. Do not ask yourself, is this what I want to go into or continue? Because pregnancy is not a reason for you to marry somebody. So if you realize that you are pregnant for this person, so both of you have produced a child, you have to now ask yourself, do I want to continue like this? Because one of the signs of controlling people is that they're very opinionated.
Mm-hmm.
It is difficult to change their mind. Once they step into that mood, you begin to go wrong. So my quick advice, so that I can talk to other people for you, is you have sought for a safe support from the parents, it's not working. Seek for other people. Number two, redefine that relationship by asking self-awareness, do I want to continue this? I want to change it. And if you want to change it, the best time to do that is now, because you see, what the wise will do at last, what the fool will do at last, that's what the wise will do at once.
At the beginning, yes. Very true. Right.
Thank you.
Let's take a few more calls on this particular issue. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's the passcode?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Okay.
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling for Lucky.
All right. What's your name?
What's your name?
I want to remain anonymous.
All right, go ahead.
Okay,
then.
Go.
I mean, what the advice I have for that lady?
No. Nobody's calling to advise the lady. We're talking about the issue.
Okay. Let me the lady's issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm into relationship, and I think like 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this lady, I love her so much. So, she came up last week, her birthday is coming up, and I'm planning how we can go to the village and go and see our people, like, to go and see her people, go and see her people. And you were like, what matters to her now is her birthday, and that. So, that, what we'll do is, maybe I will just invite some parents, I'll take them out, everybody, I will invite my parents also, tell them my guest is birthday. Then let it not be lousy. And she said, no, she don't want that. She wants it to be lousy. And I think kind of she has been enjoying her friends on her. And as when she wants to do her own, why her friends will not enjoy her own not so.
I'm curious, who's paying for this? I'm most curious. Are you the one who's going to foot the bills, or is she chipping in?
Yeah, I'm the one. The way she wants to do it, she wants the thing to be loud, and she's putting the bill on me, and I'm kind of telling her that, see, I have a lot of things ahead of me.
And you say you met her 4 months ago.
Exactly.
And you want to take her to the altar already?
Yes, exactly. I'm planning ahead. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, thank you for calling. Let's let the the expert talk on this.
Yeah.
Church and I are like,
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Pastor Wisdom.
Breakfast is smelling.
Okay. So I think it's both of you are still laughing. I mean, this is a very, very serious matter, you know, because you see, you don't totally have what people refer to first love as first sight, which I think what is working on. Because to love Osiri is to know Osiri. Mm. To love me is to know me. Mm. And it's obvious he has not even known her enough. And so now this is manifesting. He should actually go and give thanksgiving because he's not happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's now discovering that this is the, if this is just a rehearsal, you can imagine how the real journey will
be. The main breakfast is going to be very sweet.
Yeah, the main breakfast. So when you hear people say last, everyone will take breakfast. This one is a serious breakfast thing. You know, so I encourage him because there's there are different types of people in this world, different types of ladies, different types of men. This is a type, and depending on who you marry, your experiences will be different. Mm. It's obvious that this experience here is going to be a very, you know, domineering, needy, sucking kind of
relationship. With straw.
Yes, with a long straw. Mm. And after a while, when they put one straw, after a while, they put other straw from the mother, from the father, from the younger one, and then they'll suck you dry. So you have to be wise. So I encourage this man.
Run, no.
I think we better go with what Mary Ann is saying.
Let's take a few more calls. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's still WhatsApp Lagos, and we are talking about relationships here today. We're talking about controlling partner, controlling spouses, relationships, pointers, red flags that show that a person may be domineering or controlling.
Yeah, but just I just want to go back onto that last call. You know, actually, he wanted to advise the lady.
Yeah, meanwhile, Baba. Yeah.
So let's speak.
There's log in your eye. You want to remove my own?
Oh my God.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
We
have to go for a quick break. I'm so sorry. We have to go for this break.
We'll be back.
This is an infomercial.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
It is What's Up Lagos. Yes, 11:31 on the clock, and we are moving in gradual sense. 29 minutes before we get out of here, but before then, we will get a lot out of our guests in the studio right now. But we have messages that we need to read.
Yeah, let's go to those messages.
All right, this one says, is there anything wrong in trying to know where your partner is at a particular time, most especially considering the security situation in Nigeria now? This is from Muhyiddin. Muhyiddin, we feel you. We get you. Security, Abi. Right. Ola from Lagos. Okay, this is not for us. This is for the evening show. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. Augustine from Iba. I have a neighbor who fights dirty with his, let me see this.
Partner, I guess.
He has to be partner. Let me not guess. Okay. Dirty with his cohabiting partner almost every day.
Emphasis on cohabiting.
he keeps telling her to leave, claiming she bewitched him. The streets have had to settle their fight on more than two occasions. Yet, that woman refuses to leave. She claims he still owes her for the activities in the Zaza room. In other words, he's paying. My question, why do such persons hold strongly onto such partners and yet seek to enforce them to change through repeated complaints and public intervention?
Let's let Pastor Siri answer quickly and then we'll go
That's
back
Augustine
to the phone
from
line.
Iba.
Yes, go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, so let me start from the last one, and then you remind me of the first one.
Mm.
The last one, you know, is about, you see, the thing is that when you have stayed with a controlling person for a while, after they have cut you off out of fear, cut you off from, you know, friends, from family, the person seems to be the only person you have, okay? And they also push it to make look as though you can't survive without them. Okay. That is one of the reasons why people seems to stay long even in an abusive relationship, okay? Mm. But that's not true, okay? Because you see, love is not a fight.
Hmm.
But your love is worth fighting for. I'm going to say that again. Love is not a fight, but love is worth fighting for.
Hmm.
All right?
Wisdom.
The other way to put it is to say, fight for your love. Don't fight your lover.
Hmm. All right, you said I should remind
you. Fight for your love. Don't fight your lover.
I know, okay. Maria wouldn't forget that. So I should remind you of the other one.
No, she likes those kind of statements.
The other one said that, is it a bad thing to check out where your partner is in terms of insecurity in the country? You have to know, where are you now? What are you doing? Where are you going to? Have you entered the bus? Give me...
Could that also be a guise of controlling that partner?
Could I be controlling or loving you?
Yeah, if it is something that is like... the frequency here, or the two things to make it, whether it's controlling or not, is the frequency and the content of what the person is doing. So if you ask me, where are you now? You say, I'm on my way here. It's okay. That's fine. I'm at home. All right. Let's talk later. You know, then, but if you're like asking, who are you with? This one. Have you finished here? Are you sure? Can you snap picture? Show me who you are with there.
Hmm.
You are not looking for security. You are looking for something else.
Hmm.
You know.
Hmm.
So the frequency and the content of what you are saying.
Frequency and begins content. To show up whether you're
yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. Somebody's in the studio with some very important information for us. We'll take that information and then we'll go back to the phone lines and continue with the conversation. So, here it goes. It's something that we need to get to right away. All right, here we go.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 11 minutes, 36 minutes, I beg your pardon, gone past the 11 o'clock hour, and we are still talking about controlling partners in relationships, whether you're married, you're not married, you're in relationships, and that partner is controlling like Stretch.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You are excused.
I don't control you, do I?
No, you like to control the situation.
Oh, God.
You can't even defend yourself?
No, because I know everybody knows you just... trying to spoil my bad name.
I just did prick you. Like ping pong, ping pong.
Excuse me?
Anyway, we're asking, have you found yourself in a situation where you always had to explain yourself, who you were with, what you were doing, at what time?
Pictures
did you
and
have
videos.
To take pictures, do video calls? Did you have to prove yourself
hey,
over
mommy,
and over
mommy,
again?
Come and talk to my husband. He doesn't believe I'm here.
Uh-huh. My friends are here with me. Can you tell my husband where we are?
Tell my husband where we are.
Mm-hmm.
My so dear sweetheart, I'm not Ami. I'm with Mr. Joseph. Look at him. Look at his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we want to know from you. Why do people feel the need to be controlling? You might be a controlling person and you have a real reason, a genuine reason for being that way. Please share with us why you think that you need to check your partner, what they're doing, who they say they're with, why they should not smile or why they should smile at this person and not at the other person, why they should not be too close to this person or that person. Why do you always feel the need to control?
And like what we picked up the last speech band, what our guest said, it says content and frequency.
Mm.
Yeah, if you want to find out where I am, you knew where I was 10 minutes ago. Why are you asking me on the 11th minute?
That might have changed after 10 minutes.
Yes, I'm moving in the 15 minutes. You're asking, where are you? What are you doing right now? Please. Content and frequency. It actually does really matter.
Well, we're going back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
We're now.
My name is Rotimi from Aja.
Hi, Rotimi. Go ahead.
Rotimi, bow on you.
This is my first time call.
Hey, Roti
Me. I'm Roti Me.
Roti Me.
Okay, sorry, Roti Me. We'll take your call another day. Oh, dear. I think that we've lost all of those calls. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. All right. Well, 0700-993-993-993 is the number for you to call. We also have WhatsApp, so send us a WhatsApp message.
Yes,
we'd love to share your thoughts. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM Lagos 99.3. Also on YouTube, we're live 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos.
All right,
message.
Yes, from F. Young is very interesting. Girls that make themselves look as if a man is taking up all their bills are indirectly giving themselves to be under the man's control. That's what F. Young thinks.
So F. Young is saying that if a man has to pick up every single
everything, so you're telling him, control me.
Oh, you're under, I'm under your capacity.
Everything you want. Darling, that soap you bought, the soap has finished too. My water, my cream, then he has to know where you are. He has to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. How many times did you take a deep breath yesterday?
The only thing he's not paid for is oxygen.
Yeah, that's probably all you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what F. Young is saying, and I think he's making a point.
All right. Well, join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. Okay, the phone lines are again back. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode, madam?
My name is Precious.
Precious, you're thinking about your name.
Precious, is this the name you want to use first?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm sure.
Okay,
Precious, what's the passcode? What do you mean, go ahead? Precious, what's the passcode of this show? What do you say when you call this show?
What's up?
What is on
you? You have come, you have come. The door is open.
All right, Precious, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend, we've been dating for 3 months now.
Okay.
So when we met in school.
Sorry, Precious, wait. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Yes, she's 20.
You're 20.
All right, go ahead, Precious. Go ahead.
Okay. We met in university school, so we started dating. We finished the course.
Yes.
So when we resumed again, he started ignoring me.
Okay.
So I'm now wondering, like, why are you ignoring me? He says that he doesn't like me anymore.
Okay.
And my friends are saying, because one time I was crying. He actually was crying. I don't understand why.
Okay.
So he now said that he doesn't want to be in a relationship with me again and all that.
Okay.
Hmm.
So okay. you want to ask a question?
So she's asking that she's wondering why he's ignoring her. She wants to know.
I mean,
she's 20.
Yes, and she didn't even give us details why he was crying. Maybe why he was crying is the reason he doesn't want to be
in a relationship again. But we're not the experts. Pastor Wisdom, she's 20. Emphasis on the 20.
Pastor Wisdom has to be psychic to get the answer to this one.
Okay, so like you said, I mean, I'm not a palm reader. I may not know what is on his mind. But the key thing you need to do is that when things like this happen, you rely on signs. You rely on sin, you know, on trends, signs mm-hmm. and trends. So this young man, if we're going to really help this young lady, she needs to also help us. This young man, how many relationship turnover has he had? You know, there are some people that have relationship turnover. Their turnover is so high. They have made up their mind. Is their goal this year, 2022, I want to date 4 girls, 3 months in sequence.
Hmm.
When I'm done, I shoot. So maybe your own 3 months have expired, you know, and he has finished exploring other. And he has moved to somebody else. It might be what has happened, okay?
Hmm.
So we can't really say so much for him. But the other part is, in economies, they talk about diminishing returns.
Yeah.
You know, if there are some things that he's trying to interact with you and then maybe he's not getting it, he's losing interest. Because anyone that really loves you and want to be in this thing, they will always go out to look for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so attention, you know, is a pointer to love. You show attention, you call, you look at that. It's a compass of, you know, to love. If there is that is not there anymore, it is now ignoring your call.
Mm.
Someone that normally would not like to. In fact, if you call twice, you don't pick. He's having heart palpitation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 3 weeks, you are calling. He's not picking. You know, it tells you that, you know, that something is, you know, going down there. So, what do you do, young lady?
Hey, show your value. Stop calling him.
Lock up. Serve him the same breakfast he served you.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, we lost that call. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is David.
All right, David, go ahead.
Actually, what you are saying, the reason why some partners may want to control the other partner, you have not mentioned it, especially in marriage. There is a marriage vow. And so when one partner suspects that the other partner is going against the marriage vow, he has the fundamental right to try to find out.
David, is suspicion enough?
Yes.
Is suspicion enough just because you suspect?
You just start controlling the person.
And in some cases, they have evidences, but they just want to hold him or her red-handed.
Which you come?
Okay, so I'm sorry to talk over you. Just hold on.
Hold on. These things.
I want to understand something.
Okay.
You are saying that if you suspect that your partner is cheating, you get evidence that your partner is cheating, it is a good reason to control them. Does controlling them stop them from cheating?
It says to catch the person.
You are trying to find out to actually
get evidence.
You know, get the evidence, a proof.
But if you have evidence, you have it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it's in two ways. Maybe you are trying to actually get the evidence, or you might have already gotten the evidence to actually let him know
that you have gotten the evidence.
Evidence.
Deep.
Okay.
Then what I'm trying to prove next is that you see, if you have a machine and you try to operate it, you know, contrary to the manual, you expect a malfunctioning. God, who has made man and woman, did not expect a relationship of sex outside marriage,
okay,
which is very rampant in our society today.
Okay.
And that is why these ladies, when they open their leg before the marriage itself is put in place, they cry for all these things.
Okay.
And human being is not the only person that God created.
Okay. Because of time, I was really waiting, you know. But then I think he's established something.
Yeah.
For him, if the only reason why he would want to control any situation is because he has a heavy suspicion,
then he's looking for evidence
to prove to the person
that I've caught you. You have been catched.
Yes, there was a cut.
Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, we lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. Your passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Excuse me, sir.
This door with Jamo.
We're not opening the door, sir. Can you open it where?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! All right.
Wake up.
What's your name?
First, I'm David calling from Lekki.
All right, David.
You have 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All
right. What I need to say is, this is about me. You're saying about controlling your partner. When you are at home with your partner and she's doing something that is wrong, and you try telling her that this thing that you're doing is wrong, is faulty, and telling her that, what did I do? Like, you come back, you put your shoes here, you leave your clothes there, and you tell her, why are you doing this? Stop doing this. If you have people around, this is how you be lifting things up and down. Or what will you tell your children when they grow up with this kind of habit? You tell me that I'm controlling her, and that's the okay problem. I will leave the house. I will come back, see her scattered, and I will go back again. I will not come back to the house again. I want to ask, is that controlling? If you are with your partner in the house, is that controlling? Is that one controlling?
That is leaving the relationship.
Well, he's asked a very, very, very important question. There are people who can't stand litter, you know, and the partner litters. drops things everywhere. And every time he says, look, why are you scattering the house? You're going to be a mother someday. What are you going to possibly teach your children? And she says, well, I don't like this. You're controlling me. And so what he does in response is not to fight her, but leaves, doesn't come to her house anymore.
But what I actually do in that kind of, what I've been in that situation before, and what I did was I kept on picking up, I kept on cleaning, I just ignored. After some time, she just fell in line.
Oh, well.
It was difficult. I kept on doing those things I wanted.
Thank God for your patience. Here,
I washed this, I do, because I can't stand this.
When are you cutting the soap to sell for us?
Okay, please, let's
Hello, Pastor, go ahead.
All right, so thank you so much. Lest I forget, the first man I talked about, fidelity or infidelity is a major point.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like we say, that's not the only reason why. There are some people that there is no infidelity in their relationship, but they are still very controlling.
True.
You know, okay. But for this last young man that he's speaking right now, he's very dicey. Mm-hmm. Two ways. One, like what Stretch said, you might want to start that. You know, start that as the option to try it. You know how they say, Mahatma Gandhi said, you have to be the change you seek to see. Mm. So first of all, be that change, right? Be that person that will pick on things. And then number two, when you have picked it for a while, have a conversation with this person. And then number three, if the person is not picking, now you set boundaries. The boundaries can be a mental boundary. You know, more like, you know, you come and you just, you don't talk about it anymore. Something can carry that. It also can stretch to the point of, you know, just staying out, because outside receiving safe support in terms of controlling people, the next thing is to set boundaries. So that, but his boundary is kind of very, 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 it's at that extreme. Really.
I don't think they live together. I think it's her house.
Oh.
So then I don't think they're married.
Yeah, but he's gone.
He says he doesn't come to her house anymore.
No, he never came back.
So she probably has to come to his house. Because my house is a cleaner space.
Let's hope that is it, though. But if he's gone, not to come back again. The way he said it was like he left.
Well, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah, I just mean
we'll take one last call because we have to go and let the pastor say his goodbyes. But finally, this sorry about that. Call us back if you can. This must be my last call. You got 60 seconds. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? You have come. Welcome. What's your name, sir?
My first time calling on the show.
Yeah.
First time calling.
You got this. Go ahead, bro.
Awesome. I'm a fan of this the station, but I don't call. But I just chose I should call today.
Oh my God, we feel special.
I want to remain anonymous.
All right, go ahead.
A relationship. I am married, and then I have two wives, and then my first wife is in Ibadan.
Okay.
And the second one is here in Lagos.
Okay.
And the second one is older than I am. And when we get so long, it's more than 4 or 5 years right now. Married the second one.
Can you quickly get to the point? We have no time.
Yeah, the controlling, and she's a bit controlling. I don't know, is it because of the age-wise?
Okay.
Because I get to see her more often than I do to the other one.
Okay, all right. Because we do not have time, we have to wrap up the show. Pastor Wisdom, we have to go for a quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up. Stay with us.
All right, we really have to run right about now.
And before we let our guest go, Wisdom Osiri is a relationship and marriage expert. Quickly, for the last guy who called in, he talked about the fact that he has two wives. His second wife is older than he is and a bit controlling. Just a few words. Let's wrap that up.
Okay, so controlling for a woman is a byproduct of fear. The fear of another woman is one of the three top fears of a woman. One of it is a fear of another woman. And once a woman is afraid of another woman, she can manifest her fear, including through control. So you want to go to a bad one. You say, the road is bad now. What is happening here? You know, those kind of things. So you not go to that person. So you should know that that is That is, you know, in my hometown, you say that he that.
Yeah, we have to go, Pastor Wisdom. I'm so sorry. The time that we have is all fast.
All right, stay blessed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Wisdom.
We have to do this again, but you can follow Siri Wisdom on Twitter, on Instagram. You can ask him as many questions as you want. He's there on social media. So go talk to him. But Stretch and I also have to go because it's lunchtime.
Yes, Stretch me. Check me out on Twitter.
Stretching, please.
Stretch Cool. And if you want to get on Instagram, Stretch Original. I'll see you tomorrow, I promise.
All right, then you can follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo. But every other platform, Mary Ann Ducoco, you can find me right there. But I'll be back tomorrow looking hot. And of course, I bring the fire and the atarodo for you.
Let us go.
Love you, Lagos. Goodbye. Baby, drop the instrumental.